Morning. Happy day. Okay. Well, topic seems a little funny. The topic is bring your eyes together. We seem to have two eyes. One eye being I am, and one eye being person, me. So we want to bring those together. So bring your eyes together. Well, it made sense when I wrote it down. So. So take a breath and rest in the real. The real that there is no person here to speak. There is no I, Mary, speaking. And there is no I, persons listening. All is consciousness. All is awareness. And the I that is I is that. So if there is speaking and listening taking place, then it would still have to be consciousness speaking and consciousness listening, for there is nothing else present. So for our moments together, let us be empty. Empty of giving attention to thoughts. Empty of holding on to concepts and opinions. Empty. Letting it all go. And letting the muscles relax with each breath. Face relax, letting the shoulders relax, and just letting go for these moments and resting in no thing. You want to leave the memories, leave the judgments. We're going to leave the illusion of a today and a now. We're empty. No opinions. No ideas. No conditioned beliefs. Just resting. Resting in what I am. Resting in the real. Resting in the stillness of the heart. Resting in my own being. So, a little reminder that when we are here, and I use the words you or we or me, the words need to be used to communicate, but I am still only speaking of one. Okay? When I say you, I am meaning God. When I say I am meaning God. Just the one. So, what is it that is? unconditioned consciousness. That is all that there is. The essence and the medium for all that is consciousness. Once again, unconditioned consciousness is the essence and the medium for all that is. There is nothing else that is real. There is nothing else that is. And there is nothing else that is here right now. So in that reality, what we call things and objects are the manifestations of this one essence. And it is through mind that the objects and the feelings, emotions, and the world and the universe. It is through mind that all things rise to your attention, to your awareness. When mind is seen clearly and transcending, meaning that you no longer believe the thoughts and feelings and the stories that mind does project to you. So when you transcend and give up those beliefs, you will find that there is no longer a world and or a universe out there. There will be no supposed separation at all. And it is from this vastness, from this space of understanding, that we recognize what is. And what is my own being. You can say that. All that is my own me, my divine self. It is only in accepting the conditioning that we believe the appearances of separation, this space between objects. But as we mature spiritually, that conditioned belief wavers and it falls away. And we begin to see more and more clearly. And one thing that you begin to see very clearly is that the manifested idea of person is the manifestation of the divine self, the essence that is the presence of life. So what is being spoken? Is this the I that you think you are at times, this persona? The true persona. I'm not speaking of the ego idea of separation. I am speaking of the true persona, that which makes the individuality, a blessing to be with. That persona that is loving, outgoing, gentle, compassionate. That persona, that essence that makes the individuality an individuality. So it is the oneness in expression. But it is when we begin to see clearly that the person idea is the manifestation and not myself. And we have to make that a clear distinction. When this persona that seems to be the essence of a Mary, the persona is of the divine self. All things are manifested from this essence that is yourself. So the persona is the same. It is the utility. It is the instrument to be used by yourself, the divine God, the presence. Okay. So we want to bring these eyes together, and we want to see clearly that that which makes this individuality an individuality is of the essence of my being. And it is not myself. And what then can take place is that the instrument, the body, the mind, the persona can be fully utilized in the flow of unconditioned consciousness, which is you. This you flowing and acting through this persona to the world. This persona, which is of you, but not you. There is only this one. And you, with the capital Y, is that one. You play all the parts. So it's important to recognize that we're not speaking of the idea of I am the person that is the body and the mind and the story. We are speaking of the divine, this essence of this persona that we mature into. And when you can see that there truly is no duality here. There is not this I that I think I am attempting to become the I that I already am. the I persona becomes an instrument and not an identity. This is the flow of oneness. The oneness of your being manifested this body form and the mind and the persona as its instrument here in this play to experience its own being. So again, that is the flow of oneness. Recognizing that there is no separation of anything. And you are the vastness, this space in which all objects, all feelings, and all the emotions, and all the sensations arise. And you are the manifesting essence of all that appears. Take a breath. Let me know if there's any questions so far. Pushing over into different territory. So, what we need, did you have a question?
Mary, are you saying that they work together?
They are the oneness. There's not a this and a this together.
There's just one.
There's just the one. But when you're in that awareness that myself is everything, God is all things, consciousness is the manifesting essence of all things. So when you look at the persona that comes with the package, the body and the mind, when you look at that persona and you begin to recognize this oneness that I am this persona, that which makes seems to make Mary Mary. Okay, there's a recognition of this persona as well as a recognition of a face and a form. Okay. But we're not speaking of the persona, or no, we're not speaking of the belief in separation person, persona. We're speaking of that persona which is maturing into the recognition, I am God. That persona that comes from, that is of light. It is a persona of love, understanding, compassion, forgiveness. It is that type of a of an essence of the persona, because it is the self. It is of God, so it has to be like God. That's your true persona. Not the one that you think you might be that is struggling to become the self. Not that person. Not the person that identifies as being the body and being the stories and being the mind. We're not, no, that dissolves into the, when the awareness rises, that person, that persona merges into what already is. It's not as if it goes away. It seems to go away because there is a merging, and it kind of dissolves into this awareness of one.
I notice that the more conscious I am of this oneness, the more the persona or the person blends into what it truly is.
Bringing the eyes together so that you don't have this eye over here that is struggling to become.
Okay.
There's this, yeah, this merging. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So, what we want to do is see this space and recognize it as more than an emptiness between objects. Okay. Right. I have an object here and I have an object here and this space between them seems to report to the mind or separation, because there's this space. It looks like they're separate. But if there is only one essence for the manifestation of all things, then that essence has to be here, it has to be here, and it has to be in here. It has to be omnipresent. So what looks to be empty space is filled. It is full. Okay. What is it full of? The only thing that is omnipresent, consciousness. The essence of your being. The recognition and the understanding of this helps to be in awareness that all is one, that there's absolutely no separation. All these things. If there were not gravity, everything would just be floating around in consciousness. All the objects and thoughts and feelings and emotions and sensations are objects as well, as we have spoken of before. There is no separation. What you call empty space is filled with consciousness. It is consciousness at a level of invisibility. This is consciousness at a level of visibility. But it is all the same consciousness. There's not any separation. So far, so good. So as a that was an important, I want to say that again, that we have to see space and recognize it as more than emptiness between objects. I know probably all of you in Metaphysics 101 have done this energy ball thing where you feel the warmth in your hands and then you feel this energy kind of a little resistance there, and it begins to be warm, and it's almost as if you could feel something there. Okay. And that too helps you recognize that that space between these two hands isn't empty. I can feel something. To recognize that the space is more than emptiness between objects. Okay. Go a little farther now on our journey of oneness, of being all things and being the one. So take a breath. Ah. Just follow the flow. Life has a flow to it, just like the breath. So follow the flow of the breath. And it is like a wave. It's coming in and filling the lungs, and then it retreats and flows out. It's flow. That is its nature. That you might call that, that's the persona of the breath, always flowing in and then flowing out. We're just letting go of any thoughts right now, and we're just enjoying this flow in and the flow out. Then follow the flow to the heart center. Just letting things go and being present in this moment. Just being present. So follow that flow to the heart center. And it's from this heart center, I would like you to imagine a lovely light, this light in the heart. And it may be small, perhaps, as if you were seeing this light, as if you were looking at the sun from Neptune. Small light glowing in the heart. So when you get rested in that, I'd like you to recall the beauty of a butterfly. Just imagine a beautiful butterfly, shimmering wings. The beautiful colors. And if you're close enough, you can hear the wings when it flies. It's just a lovely thing. And then imagine a lovely flower. Beauty of its colors and its form. And the feeling that you get from its perfume. How does that feel when you pick up that rose or that beautiful magnolia and take in the perfume? How does that moment feel? Totally present with that perfume. And even the mystery of the seed just planted in the dirt that comes forth as a beautiful flower. So it is the feeling, be aware of the feeling. And in this feeling, we feel more in tune with what we are attentive to. My full attention is on that flower. There is a feeling of that oneness. No words, no comments, no stories. Just a feeling. Be aware of the feeling. Expansive. Like we expand into a different dimension. Our attention is so on. So that feeling, that feeling of expansion and openness, that feeling is appreciation. That feeling is appreciation. Take another breath. Now let's recall the beauty of a sunset for all us artists out there. They're quite spectacular. Or how about the sunlight glistening off the snow? Beautiful. And the sound of a wave coming up to the shore. It's mesmerizing. Beautiful. Relaxing. So pay attention to the feeling as you recall some of these images. And I certainly suggest that you do this when you are out in nature. So we're paying attention to the feeling as we recall the images. And we're going to let whatever feelings or emotions or sensations rise. Let them come, let them be. And pay attention to the vastness because you are that vastness. You are the space in which everything is. So from the heart, look at that little light again. Is it expanding in the appreciation? It is the appreciation for all that is. How about the images of cascading waterfalls? Sometimes they take the breath away with their majesty that they present. And the beauty of their being as the water flows. How does it feel when you can imagine an image in the heart without words, without definitions, without thoughts to interrupt that coming together in recognition and appreciation? Recognize the feeling. It's speaking volumes to you. So that feeling again is appreciation. The appreciation we feel each time our unconditioned attention is present and resting in what already is. So we want to let this appreciation expand. We want to open out any barriers because we are this vastness, but our conditioning puts limitations or seems to put limitations on it. So we want to open out, expand. Okay? And we want to hear the colors. And we want to see the sounds. And no, I didn't say that backwards. We want to come out of the imprisonment of conditioning that we have all grown up in. We need to let the other dimensions in. They're all present in you, and you can see sounds. And you can hear colors. Open up. Open the heart and the mind to what is. Okay. So let your appreciation expand to everything. And you're going to see that light in you shine out into infinity. You will know this. Your heart. So take another breath. Just follow the flow. Now. Paying attention, giving your divine attention to the self and all things. is love. It is loving. That is the essence of life. That is the essence of all things. Unconditioned love. And I can say, if we are not loving ourselves, we are not loving anything. Self is all that is. And in that, we are definitely not loving presence of God. There is only one. When I am loving myself, I am loving everything. If I am not loving myself, I am loving nothing. When we are attached to mind and thoughts that are insisting that I am a separate person, an ego, separate from God, or even with God nowhere in the picture, when our loving attention is given to negativity, to the idea of being separate from my own divine being, and our attention is attached to the feelings of self-pity or self-judgment, when our divine attention is attached to fear and anxiety, we are not loving anything. We are caught in the play of separation. And we feel what we call suffering from trying to live a life without ourself. Why is that? Because during self-pity and all of that which goes with it, our attention is focused outward to something without existence. And the attention is turned away from the light within, and we are denying the very presence that is. And in so doing, we deny our very own existence. It's in that denial that we feel this sense of suffering. It's not from all the stories about our life. It's not from all the experiences that we've experienced. It's not from all of the appearances that surround us. It's not what's happening in the world. It's not what's happening in my home. None of that. It is when they are happening, we turn our attention away from the self and try to live a life away from God when those things are going on. That's what brings the feeling of suffering, not the stories. It is the beliefs, the belief that I am the story and not the presence of God. So the persona, back to the eyes, that each and everything has, and I say everything has a persona, even this has a persona. It is of the source, the persona that each and everything has is of the source, as is everything, and is made manifest in the individuality. The persona manifested individuality. The persona that this has is of the source, manifested individuality. And again, how can that be? You go back, all is one. All is one. One source, one essence, one presence, one being, all is one. So take a breath and open the eyes and look at the space. Not the objects resting in space, but the space between objects. If you can remember those pictures that you would look at, and you would have to rest the eyes and kind of withdraw from, the picture you were looking at, so that what was there, the image that was there, would come out from there. I don't know if you guys remember those things. It's been quite some time. But look at the space with eyes like that, that you're not trying to see an object around you. You're backing off of the object and recognizing the space. Relaxing the eyes. There's no effort. There's no trying. We actually do this in art too. We have a thing called negative space. And it's that space around the objects. So without this space, There would be no objects. The space is consciousness where the objects are manifested. So this space is alive, and this space is infinite, and this space is filled with infinite potential. It is in this space, in you, that all rises and all flows. Okay. So, how would we do? Are you all still with me? Lose you on the corner, did I? When I turned the corner. Okay. When we like take this turn away from our conditioning, away from the norm of things, when we make that conscious turning to open up to something maybe greater than I had yet imagined or thought about. Okay. You are expanding. You are maturing. And when I speak of the other dimensions, they're here right now. You are them. Okay. And things transpire in those dimensions and they come to our awareness because we think we are limited in this dimension, but we're not. So yes. You can hear colors. So as we go through some of these, if I lose you, let me know, because I want you to recognize you are it, and you are the vastness, and you are that which is aware of the beauty and the love. And the appreciation. You are that. You might not be aware of it at the moment, the vastness of you, but do some of these devotions during the week of just recognizing the space, just recognizing it, and then the appreciation that flows. You might not even recognize that appreciation is flowing. You might just feel something. That appreciation is of the self and to the self. Because the self is the wave and the shore. The self is the majestic, waterfalls. The self is that expression of butterfly and its beauty. And the self is in expression as the flower and its perfume. And that appreciation is loving, loving self. Without you, there would be no butterfly. There would be no waterfall, no wave, no flower. Without you, that which manifestation of divine idea. Everything is of the same source. Everything. Don't try to leave anything out of that. Okay? Okay, you guys got any questions? Or comments. All right. Let us pray. Most beloved self, I give you thanks, most beloved, for all that already is, for the beauty I am aware of, and for the beauty I have not yet even imagined. I give you thanks for the joy of my shining light and for the clear seeing of my heart. I rest in the real and in the love that I am. Amen. Om. Namaste.